You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a fascination with Caribbean sea shanties and an enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents knew what a toga party was.
Toga! 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 Toga!
That was Louie Louie from the Kingsmen, the most recognizable song on the planet. But how did this obscure Oregon band's $36 noisy, bass-heavy, unintelligible, cheap wafer of polyvinyl chloride get here? You won't believe it. On the Rockin' Rhythm Review, let's explore the life of Louie Louie from obscure R&B song to obscene rock and roll to frat rock anthem to orthodox rock music. We'll deconstruct Louie into its fundamental triumvirate of unrelated 50s tunes, play the rare 1957 original, where we'll hear the actual lyrics, then follow the auditory brick road for 7 years through the Pacific Northwest and across the Atlantic. Upon the Kingsmen's 1963 release, suspicions about Louie arose quickly from the void of unintelligible lyrics. Were they pornographic? It all started right here in Indiana, when a few concerned members of society protested Indiana Governor Matthew Welsh and FBI demigod J. Edgar Hoover. So with the moral fiber of America at stake, the dynamic duo leapt into action as Welsh promptly banned Louie from Hoosier airwaves and Hoover began a 31-month investigation at untold taxpayers' expense to uncover the evil that lurked behind Louie's cold black vinyl heart. Richard Berry, having no relation to Chuck, was the Swiss Army vocalist of L.A. R&B. Toiling behind a veil of obscurity, we may not have known his face, but we knew his voice. That was Barry on the Robins' Riot and Cell Block number 9. And that was Barry as Henry on Etta James' Roll With Me, Henry. In 1956, Barry would blend three utterly dissimilar non-R&B songs into Louie Louie, one providing the lyrical basis, one providing the rhythmic basis, and one providing its setting. The image of a world-weary barfly to bartender lament for Barry's Louie arose from the 1951 film The Sky's the Limit, and its number, One for My Baby and One More for the Road by Johnny Mercer.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lot, but that's not in a gentleman's code. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply got to listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the beer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. Don't let it be said that little Freddy can't carry his load. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. That long, long road. That long, long road.
Louie's distinctive rhythmic hook came from an unusual source, but very much vogue for the mid-50s, Cuba. In 1955, while performing with the Rhythm Rockers, a Latino R&B band, Barry heard them perform El Loco Cha-Cha, as popularized by René Tézé. Thank you. With two influences in mind, it would take the king of rock and roll to provide the final inspiration. In 1956, Chuck Berry, also having Cuba on his mind, released his Stark Havana Moon. It wasn't a hit, but for Richard, it provided the lyrical patois, albeit Jamaican, not Cuban, for his masterpiece.
Havana Moon, Havana Moon, me all alone with jug of rum, me stand and wait for boat to come. It's long the night, it's quiet the dark, the boat she late since 12 o'clock. Me watch the tide easing in, it's low the moon but high the wind. Havana moon, Havana moon, me all alone, me open the rum, it's long the wait for boat to come. American girl, come back to me, we'll sail away across the sea. We'll dock in New York, the buildings high, we find a home up in the sky. Havana moon, Havana moon, me still alone, me sip on the rum, me wonder when the boat she come to bring me love. Ow! Sweet little thing, she rock and roll, she dance and sing, she hold me tight, she touch me lips, me eyes they close, me heart she flip. Havana moon, Havana moon, but still alone, me drinking the rum, begin to think the boat no come. American girl, she tell a lie, she say till then, she mean goodbye. Havana moon, Havana moon, me lay down alone, was good to rum, me fall asleep, the boat she come, the girl she look, till come the dawn. She weep and cry, return for home. The whistle blow, me open me eyes, was bright the sun, was blue the skies. Me grab me shoes, me jump and run, me see the boat head for horizon. Havana moon is gone the rum, the boat she sail, me love she gone. Havana moon.
In 1957, with his three ingredients and a dash of R&B, Richard Berry and his group The Pharaohs recorded and unleashed Louie Louie on the Tiny Flip label and the world.
Me got. me see Jamaica moon above. It won't be long, me see me love. Me take her in my arms and then I tell her I never leave again.
And no one heard it. No one except for singer Ron Holden, whom heard it on a late-night R&B radio station in Seattle and began popularizing Louie in original Barry format as a showstopper for club dates. Louie quickly grew into a regional anthem, and when Ron left the Northwest in 1960 to support his national hit Love You So, Louie went up for grabs. While many Northwest groups had already added Louie to their set list before Holden split, they were still competing for the honor of Best Rendition. Arguably the Northwest's most popular group, the Wailers, whom scored a 1959 hit with the instrumental Tall Cool One, added a vocalist in 1961, a shy, gangly bookworm by the name of Robin Roberts. But his awkward facade hit a Jekyll and Hyde complex, for when meek Robin Roberts approached a microphone, he transformed into Rockin' Robin Roberts, the inventor of Louie Louie as we know it. The Wailers and Roberts recorded their version and quickly contended with competing versions done more in the Barry style. And when the smoke cleared, the Wailers had the regional hit. Was about it. Northwest bands continued to come and go, Louie stayed. In April of 1963, two Portland bands within the same week at Robert Lindell's Northwestern Inc. studio recorded Louie Louie. Both bands became famous, but only one because of Louie. The Kingsmen were the underdog and they hated the production of their Louie. but a lucky break on a Boston radio station broke the song nationwide, and the rest, as they say, was history. Paul Revere and the Raiders had a 1961 instrumental hit under their belts, were on an infinitely larger label, and had a far more polished production, all of which resulted in the more popular version in the Northwest. But their Louie would never hit the national charts. So how did the Kingsmen's Louie become the definitive version? Was it the removal of the saxophone and addition of the Hohner electric piano? Was it DJ Ken Chase's amateur production, or was it the incoherent lyrics? Well, if the Kingsmen knew, they'd have sold more records. Today's scholars refer to Louie as the genesis of garage rock, the fiber of frat rock, and proto-punk rock. Louie has gone on to be one of the most recorded songs in history. Just what inspired Rockin' Robin to transmogrify Barry Simple's sea shanty into the sonic blueprint for the Kingsmen and every other rock band thereafter remains a mystery, as Roberts tragically died in an auto accident in 1966. And in case you were wondering, the FBI couldn't decipher the lyrics and dropped the investigation. Thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rockin' Rhythm Review, but me gotta go now. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and John Blutarski. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. As we shut the jewel case on Louie, let's close the show featuring my favorite post-Kingsman Louie. In 1964, the British invasion was in full force, utilizing America's own musical refuse as ammo. And one group of invaders, known as the Kinks, would cover Louie in their own inimitable fashion.
I got smell.